Every single time you type a simple, harmless question into ChatGPT, OpenAI actually loses half a cent.
Which, standing alone, sounds like absolutely nothing.
Right, sounds like fractions of pennies. But when you multiply that half a cent by the billions of questions people are asking every single week, you suddenly find yourself staring down the barrel of a $5 billion loss. Welcome to the deep dive.
It's a staggering reality check, honestly.
It really is. You know, it is so easy to get distracted by the shiny new toy in the room. Mm-hmm. You log online right now, and what is everyone talking about? Meta's new Llama 4.
Oh, absolutely. The feeds are completely flooded with it.
Totally flooded. But while you, and really the whole tech world, have been staring directly at that bright light, OpenAI just quietly dropped two massive bombs.
Yeah, and one of them went almost entirely unnoticed.
Exactly. So today is Sunday, April 12, 2026, and our mission for this deep dive is to decode a massive industry-shaking tech analysis that just hit our desks.
Because the implications here are huge.
Massive. Like I said, one of these bombs was completely silent, and the other is about to completely change how you pay for software forever.
The era of free AI for everyone has officially flatlined.
It's dead.
It is. The autopsy report is in, and looking at the data we have today, we are witnessing the painful, but honestly strictly necessary, transition of AI.
Moving away from the magic trick phase.
Exactly. We're moving away from the novelty phase, that era where it felt like everyone just got a magical oracle to play with for free, and stepping firmly into an era where AI is an industrialized, highly priced professional tool.
And before we dive into the actual cost of that tool, because, wow, the economics are staggering, we need to look at the stealth operation that set the stage for it.
March update.
Right. Because on March 3, 2026, OpenAI pulled an incredibly sneaky maneuver. They rolled out a brand new model called GPT 5.3 Instant Mini.
But they didn't hold a press conference.
Nothing. There was no giant launch event, no dramatic blog post. They just silently swapped out the older GPT 5.2 engine across all their user tiers literally overnight.
Which is wildly out of character for a company that practically invented the modern tech spectacle, you know?
Totally. Usually they want the fanfare.
Right. But when you look at the metrics from this stealth upgrade in the report, the performance leap is undeniable. They achieved a 26.8% reduction in hallucinations across the board,
bringing the overall hallucination rate down from 8.4% to 6.1%.
Which is a massive technical achievement. Think about the scale of that improvement. When a model is processing billions of tokens an hour, dropping the error rate by over 2 percentage points is huge.
It means millions of errors are just gone.
Exactly. Millions of fabricated facts, phantom citations, and broken lines of code are suddenly being caught and corrected before the user ever even sees them.
Plus, they fundamentally overhauled the web search integration.
Yeah, that was a crucial part of the update.
The model is no longer just scraping the top three search results and regurgitating the text. It is actually comprehending the structural hierarchy of the websites it visits.
It's filtering out the SEO spam.
Right, and synthesizing the actual data. Okay, let's unpack this. Because reading through our source material, there is a very specific detail about the personality of the AI that shifted dramatically.
The tone adjustment.
Yeah, the tone. The article pointed out that the previous iteration of ChatGPT used to be incredibly preachy.
Oh, it was awful.
It was like asking a strict school teacher for a simple email template to send to a difficult client. And before it gave you the template, it would give you a 3-paragraph lecture on the importance of workplace politeness.
Like, remember to be respectful when speaking to colleagues.
Exactly. It was so annoying. Now it just acts like an actual highly paid executive assistant.
Yeah.
You ask for a firm email and it gives you a firm email. No moral grandstanding attached.
What's fascinating here is the strategy behind that silence.
Why hide it? Right.
Exactly. Why wouldn't a tech company shout from the rooftops that they fixed the hallucination issue and made their flagship product significantly less annoying to interact with?
It seems like an easy PR win.
It does. But by letting this vastly improved product speak entirely for itself, OpenAI was secretly preparing the market.
Getting people hooked.
Precisely. They were systematically building user reliance and establishing a new, undeniable baseline of professional competence. They needed you to realize you couldn't do your job without it.
purely to soften the blow for their actual big news.
Yep, a massive structural monetization shift.
A shift that hit us just a few days ago on April 9th. The spoonful of sugar had been swallowed, so they finally dropped the medicine.
They updated the price tag.
We sure did. Introducing the brand new $100 a month Pro plan.
It is a meticulously calculated market segmentation.
How so?
Well, prior to this, you had your casual users on the $20 plus plan, and you had your enterprise level corporate teams on the $200 Pro Max plan.
Right, a huge gap between the two.
Exactly. Now, perfectly sandwiched in between, we have this $100 tier.
Here's where that's really interesting. Because $100 is a very specific, carefully chosen number. It relies heavily on classic pricing psychology.
The decoy effect, essentially.
Yeah, it reminds me of the middle tier popcorn at a movie theater. You walk into the lobby and the small popcorn is, let's say, $8.
Sure.
And the massive bucket-sized one that comes with free refills is $15, but the medium is strategically priced at $14.
Right, so you just buy the large.
Well, in this case, it is specifically designed to catch the people who want slightly more than the small, but can't quite stomach the mental hurdle of buying the giant bucket. OpenAI is targeting the power users who are constantly hitting the message limits on the $20 tier.
But who look at $200 a month and immediately balk.
Exactly.
They're basically carving the world into three distinct buckets: casuals, professionals, and corporations. The $100 Pro plan immediately gives you five times the GPT 5.4 usage capacity of the Plus plan.
Which is a lot of headroom.
It is. But more importantly, it unlocks a feature called GPT 5.4 thinking.
Which is different from just normal processing, right?
Very different. This isn't just faster processing. It's an entirely different architectural pathway designed specifically for complex, multi-step reasoning.
Where the model essentially debates with itself before outputting an answer.
Exactly. But the deeper question is, what actually drives an individual user into that $100 middle bucket? Why make that massive financial jump?
Because honestly, looking at the raw numbers, I am struggling to imagine a freelance copywriter or, like, a marketing manager paying $1,200 a year for a chatbot.
Even a really smart one.
Right. But the sources make it clear we aren't talking about a chatbot anymore.
No, we aren't. The golden ticket hidden inside this $100 subscription is 10 times more access to Codex.
And we need to be very precise about what Codex is.
We do. Officially launched back in January 2025, Codex has evolved far beyond a simple autocomplete tool.
It is not just sitting there suggesting the next line of code while you type in your editor.
Not at all. It is a full agentic system.
Which means it operates with a level of autonomy that is honestly staggering. It doesn't just wait for a prompt, it takes an objective.
Let's look at the mechanics of an agentic system. You don't ask it to write a Python script. You give it a high-level goal, like migrate our user database to a new server architecture.
A massive task.
Right. And Codex will independently break that massive goal down into a dozen smaller tasks. It will read your existing database, write the migration scripts, spit up a testing environment, run the tests.
Identify the bugs it just created.
Yes. And rewrite the code to fix its own errors, all without you touching the keyboard. And it could do this because it boasts a 1 million token context window.
To put a million tokens into perspective for you listening, that is roughly 750,000 words.
It's massive.
You could feed this system the entire text of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, plus The Hobbit, and it would hold every single character, location, and plot line in its active immediate memory at once.
Not only could it hold that entire epic in its memory, but with a million tokens, it could instantly cross-reference a passing remark made by a character on page 4 with major event on page 800. And then rewrite the entire final battle sequence in grammatically perfect Elvish before you could even blink.
That is just insane.
Translated to software engineering, this means Codex can ingest an entire corporate code base. It remembers the idiosyncratic coding style of an engineer who left the company 3 years ago.
And it ensures any new code it writes perfectly matches that legacy architecture.
Exactly. It's seamless.
That is immense power. But the bottleneck is intentional. If you are sitting on the standard $20 plus plan, you only get about 10 to 15 of these Codex sessions daily.
And your context window is artificially choked down to 128,000 tokens.
Right. To get the 100 to 150 sessions a day, the full million token window, and full access to the terminal tools, you have to upgrade to the $100 Pro plan.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it becomes the easiest financial decision a professional developer will ever make.
Really? Even at $100 a month?
Absolutely. The analysis breaks down the brutal developer math. Consider a software engineer making $50 an hour, They integrate Codex on a $100 plan into their workflow, and the data shows it boosts their coding speed by 30 to 50%.
Which perfectly aligns with the massive surveys from Hacker News and Reddit included in the source material.
Yeah, developers are universally reporting these massive efficiency gains.
So the math is just undeniable.
Conservatively, let's say Codex saves that developer just 4 hours of tedious work a week.
Okay, so that is 16 hours a month.
Right. At $50 an hour, they're effectively saving $800 of time value every single month.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly, that $100 price tag isn't a cost, and it isn't a software subscription. It is a highly profitable capital investment.
You are trading $100 for $800 worth of your own billable time back.
Exactly. It's a no-brainer.
Okay, I hear the math. For a senior software engineer at a major tech firm, trading $100 for $800 is an obvious win. But I have to push back here.
Go for it.
What about the freelance web designer? What about the junior developer fresh out of a boot camp or a university student trying to learn the ropes?
It's tough for them.
$100 a month is a massive, crushing monthly overhead for them. If the return on investment is so incredible and these tools are fundamentally changing how software is built, why is OpenAI pricing out the very people who need it most?
It's a valid question.
Why squeeze the $20 users so hard?
It is not a matter of OpenAI being malicious, honestly. It is a matter of them bleeding cash at an unprecedented, almost apocalyptic rate.
Apocalyptic.
Truly. And they are not alone in this financial crisis.
So what does this all mean? Are these companies just being greedy, throwing up toll booths because they know we are addicted, or are free users literally bleeding them dry?
The physical and economic realities running these models are finally catching up to the industry. The analysis details a coordinated industry pivot driven by absolute financial necessity.
Because everyone is raising prices.
Exactly. Anthropic just launched Claude Code for $100 a month. Google just rolled out Gemini Advanced Pro for $120 a month.
The entire sector is doing exactly the same thing at exactly the same time.
Because the hidden costs of agentic AI are astronomical. Training the baseline GPT-5 model cost OpenAI well over $100 billion.
And that is just the one-time cost to teach the model how to think. That doesn't account for actually turning the servers on for the public.
Not at all. Serving the model to the public costs OpenAI over $700,000 every single day.
Unbelievable.
Every query you send costs them roughly half a cent in compute. And we have to look at the physical footprint to understand why.
Right, because we often conceptualize AI as this ethereal software floating effortlessly in the cloud.
But it is violently physical. The actual hardware is the highly coveted GPUs, only accounts for about 40% of the operating cost.
The breakdown in the report on this is absolutely mind-blowing. 25% of the entire budget goes strictly to power and cooling for the data centers.
We are talking about literal physics here. Thousands of these processors running concurrently generate an immense amount of thermal energy.
You cannot just point a desk fan at them.
No, you really can't. They require advanced industrial-scale liquid cooling infrastructure that drains local municipal power grids.
It's massive infrastructure.
Beyond that, 15% of the cost is data licensing and labeling. Another 15% is human capital, you know, the rare hyper-specialized researchers.
Right.
And 5% is the physical building infrastructure.
All of which culminated in a jaw-dropping statistic from 2025. OpenAI posted a net loss of over $5 billion.
A $5 billion crater.
Which completely reframes the pricing strategy, doesn't it?
It makes the math incredibly stark. The data shows that a casual free tier user costs OpenAI between $8 and $12 a month in sheer compute power.
But contributes absolutely zero revenue.
Exactly. And even the heavy power users who eagerly pay for the $20 plus plan, their actual compute usage, cost the company $35 to $50 a month to support.
Meaning OpenAI is actively taking a $25 loss every single month on their best, most loyal $20 subscribers.
The free AI business model is mathematically dead.
Wow.
The only subscription plans that actually generate a profit for these tech giants are the $100 and $200 tiers.
So they have to force people up.
They are aggressively throttling the lower tiers and pushing the professional plans. Because they have to stop the bleeding before the venture capital completely dries up.
Which brings us to the ultimate question for you, the listener. We are sitting here in early 2026, looking down the barrel of the next 2 years.
Yeah.
If the free ride is permanently over and the era of the $20 catch-all plan is dying, what does the digital landscape actually look like by 2028?
Well, the industry analysts are remarkably unified in their predictions here. These $100 and $200 plus plans are going to become the unquestioned industry standard for professional knowledge work.
You simply will not be able to compete in the marketplace without them.
Exactly.
The sources drew a direct comparison to Adobe, which I think is the perfect analogy.
It really is.
If you worked in graphic design, photography, or video editing a decade or two ago, you remember the shift. Adobe used to sell Photoshop in a physical box with a CD-ROM.
You paid a flat, hefty fee once, and you own that software forever.
Exactly. Then, they fundamentally changed the model to the Creative Cloud subscription. You suddenly had to pay $60 every single month just to open your own files.
The outrage was deafening.
People swore they would boycott it. But Adobe had built a walled garden. Their tools were so deeply integrated into the professional workflow that you couldn't collaborate with other agencies unless you paid the toll.
You were trapped.
Within a few years, that $60 a month just became the unquestioned cost of doing business. It feels like AI is having its Adobe moment right now. They are building the walled garden.
It is the exact same trajectory, establishing an ecosystem lock-in. But unlike graphic design software in the early 2010s, there is a massive, incredibly well-funded counter-movement happening simultaneously in the AI space.
Oh, right, the open-source stuff.
Yes, we are seeing a fierce open-source rebellion.
Meta's Llama 4 is flooding the feeds right now, but there is also Mistral out of France.
And DeepSeek innovating incredibly fast out of China.
Right.
These open-source models, which are free to download and modify, are rapidly closing the performance gap with the proprietary giants.
Which is wild to think about.
The projections in our sources suggest that these open models will hit GPT-5 levels of reasoning and agentic quality by 2027 or 2028.
That fast.
That fast. This raises an important question regarding the future of the digital divide. If powerful, cloud-based AI becomes a heavily toll-gated luxury good, the open-source movement becomes the only lifeline for students.
And independent creators and developing markets.
Exactly.
So it's not just a matter of proprietary versus open-source. It's a matter of who gets to participate in the future economy.
Which is why the analysis strongly advises you to adopt a multi-AI strategy moving forward.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Precisely. You cannot afford to pledge allegiance to just one ecosystem. Utilize the free web tiers for simple, everyday drafting and brainstorming.
Right, the basic stuff.
But pay for the premium cloud AI like that $100 Codex plan only when the return on investment is mathematically undeniable for your specific business workflow.
That makes sense.
But crucially, start learning how to run open source models locally on your own laptop or desktop hardware.
Because then you actually own it.
Exactly. Not only does it insulate you from these massive subscription price hikes, but it fundamentally protects your data privacy.
To pull all of these threads together, the honeymoon phase of AI is officially over.
It really is.
That fleeting window where we were all handed unlimited access to the most powerful technology in human history for $0 has closed.
It was fun while it lasted.
It was. The stealth deployment of GPT 5.3, followed by the aggressive rollout of the $100 Pro plan, signifies that the industry has fundamentally matured. AI is now a serious, high-priced professional tool.
Driven by brutal data center economics.
And the physical limitations of computing power.
It is industrialized. But I want to leave you with a final thought, looking at the trajectory of the analysis we just walked through.
Here.
If the massive $100 and $200 price tags of cloud AI inevitably force everyday users and independent developers to adopt open-source models like Llama 4 on their own hardware simply to survive financially.
Yeah.
Could OpenAI's massive price hike actually be the exact catalyst that decentralizes AI?
Oh, wow.
By making their own flagship product too expensive for the average person, they might accidentally save us from a future where all human knowledge and reasoning is bottlenecked and controlled by just three megacorporations.
That is a fascinating way to look at it. The stealth bombs they drop to save their own profit margins might just blow up their own monopoly in the process. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep exploring, keep questioning the information around you, and we will catch you next time.